All right, so we're going to start out with an easy question. Actually, before I do that, say your name and spell it for me.
Joseph Wilkie, J-O-S-E-P-H, Wilkie, W-I-L-K-E, and maybe even more importantly, silky.jose, S-I-L-K-E space D-O-T space J-O-S-E.
Perfect. And we're going to start out with an easy question. What did you have for breakfast?
Well, I typically don't eat breakfast because I practice intermittent fasting. Although I was really naughty yesterday and I ate chips until like 1 a.m., which is not what you're supposed to do.
Nope.
But I didn't eat today until 3:30. I had some spaghetti. And then my grandma gave me a free scoop coupon from Culver's.
Ooh.
And they had chocolate Oreo overload.
Amazing.
Yes.
Okay. So another easy question. Are you registered to vote?
I just got registered to vote today. Shout
Amazing.
Out to Wisconsin Voices and Shani who signed me up.
Amazing. So have you ever voted before? Is this going to be your first time?
I voted one time when I was early in college, and I voted for Obama this first time around.
Okay. What, what compelled you to vote in that election?
I feel that at that time, I was all in on the idea of the first black president. I'm mixed, he's mixed, and I don't even remember who the competitor was. You know what I'm saying? It was not from a place of knowing someone's policies or anything, and more from a place of just a cultural movement that I felt made sense.
Okay. And if you don't mind me asking, and of course you can always say pass, what kept you from voting in between then and now?
So after the first Obama, I don't even know who the second was. The second one, Obama, Trump?
I think after that, it was Trump versus Hillary Clinton.
Because Obama went twice.
He went twice.
Yeah, I don't remember who he went against the second time, though.
I don't...
It's okay.
Was it Mitt Romney?
I don't know. But either way,
okay.
I just didn't vote the second time because either at that point I had already decided that the system is rigged, or I simply chose to opt out of the process.
Okay.
And then after that, then we had Hillary and
Trump. Yeah.
And yeah, so that one was just like, okay, how is this even real at all?
Yeah.
Because this man has no political experience, and when I say political experience, I mean traditional roles. You know, you would think that your president would be someone that would start in some sort of local alderman role, mayor role, governor, senator, whatever, all that type of stuff. And to my knowledge, he has never had any of that experience, so I was just shocked that in America that's even possible.
Yeah.
For someone to just come out and say, hey, I'm going to be president. And then Kanye talked about it. And Kanye talked about running for president.
I remember that.
Kid Rock, I think. I don't know. I think, or The Rock or Arnold Schwarzenegger. Arnold Schwarzenegger is a governor, so that is a little bit more. But yeah, basically that just put it out of order for me.
Yeah.
And I knew it couldn't make sense. And then honestly, I learned that this is what was interesting later on. Like, Obama was actually did some very horrific things in the Middle East in regards to the bombings and stuff. And then something I learned as well is, like, Trump's presidency actually had the lowest unemployment rate for black Americans and, like, lowest poverty rates and stuff. These might be inaccurate facts. I'd love to double check them. But, you know, just, like, that whole is weird. Now he's a felon. And the other option is Kamala Harris, who convicted the most black Americans ever in the state of California, and talks about Bidenomics. And how can you say you're going to make the economy better when you're the second in command in the executive branch and our economy is hurting badly right now? So what are you possibly going to change that you're not already able to influence in the second of command position? It just seems like if I'm an American, which I am, neither of these options make sense. for the person that I want leading the country. And then for the last 4 years, it's been a man with dementia.
Yeah.
So it's just like lost.
So this actually kind of like works nicely with my next question. On a scale of 1 to 10, with like 1 being minimal to no trust, 10 being completely trusting, how much do you feel that you trust the U.S. voting system?
Zero.
Zero, why?
For every reason I just explained. We got a man with dementia running the country, and then he's going against his second in command versus a 36-time felon. That is, although a wonderful businessman, in terms of knowledge, a horrific, culturally sensitive human.
Yeah.
Which is not how I want the country to be represented.
Yeah. On a scale from 1 to 10, where do you think that we ideally should be in terms of trusting the voting system?
Oh, 10.
A 10, you think so?
Of course.
And what do you think it would take for you, for us to get there?
Oh, a complete... Too much, honestly.
Yeah.
Now, is it possible? Absolutely, yes. And the best place to start, in all reality, and this is where I do the most work in life, is education.
Mm-hmm.
Education comes from the root word educe, which means to induce, to draw out, or to develop from within. And our school system is absolutely failing at drawing out what is within our lives, which is the kingdom of heaven. And whatever God-given gift we were put on this earth with a mission and a purpose to serve and elevate this planet into the utopian place it could be, because anything the mind can conceive and believe, the mind can achieve. So because we can conceive of a completely peaceful world and we can believe it, we therefore could achieve it. It all starts with education and actually giving people an opportunity to know themselves. And I'm unsure why these people that are in power are being so greedy, because you have to be smart to rise in power, and you can do it through two ways. You can do it through righteousness or evil. And unfortunately, it does appear to be that a lot of our leadership in this country has taken the shortcut, and it's hurting us as a whole.
What do you think what are some of the issues that are important to you that might like sway your decision one way or another?
Peace for Palestine. Peace for every black and brown person in America. World peace as a whole. Actually caring about, you know, and this is a city issue too. You know, rather than our city filling potholes, they're putting speed bumps in the middle of the roads. Rather than filling potholes, they're putting these blockers up that are closing down lanes. So it's everywhere that all we need is for everybody to take accountability. And I think that's one of the hardest places. And you look at like the P. Diddy situation, and you know, P. Diddy has done a lot of wrongdoing, as I'm sure we all have done our own extensive wrongdoing. I know I have, and I have grown through my own repentance and everything. And I have zero issue with forgiving anybody, honestly, for any of the wrongs that they've committed, no matter how extensive. Of course, there is certain rehab that we would need you to go through, and different rehabs will look different for every single person. You know, as Martin Luther King said, darkness cannot drive out darkness, only light can do that, and hate cannot drive out hate, only love can do that. So if we can find someone who's willing to stand for love and heal the world through that leadership, and love is in God's unconditional love of pure truth, we could rewrite this whole culture and this whole world, and it's possible. So.
Do you have anything else you
want to
add before we conclude?
Shout out to Katie and this wonderful organization.
Just call it Story Card.
C21.
Yeah, C21.
Story Card C21.
There it is. Perfect.
Not to be mistaken with Century 21 Realty.
Perfect.
Yeah.